From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night, at times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks. Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing he will accept the results of the upcoming election if he wins. But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, saying he wants to keep the country in suspense on what he will do. First Lady Michelle Obama told voters in Arizona that Trump is mocking the principles of the country's democracy.
We are fortunate to live in a country where the voters decide our elections. The voters decide who wins and loses, period, end of story. And when a presidential candidate threatens to ignore our voices and reject the outcome of this election, he is threatening the very idea of America itself. And we cannot stand for that. You do not keep American democracy in suspense.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in northern Iraq Friday killed at least 11 people, while 6 Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack earlier on a police compound and other locations in the city of Kirkuk. At least 5 suicide bombers attacked the main police headquarters, but one of them was shot dead by police before he managed to explode his suicide vest. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he welcomes the brief pause in the bombing of eastern Aleppo by Russian and Syrian forces, but he says more needs to be done to assure those in need get help.
UN agencies and our partners are preparing to carry out urgent medical evacuations and provide emergency medical supplies for hundreds of sick and critically wounded people and their families in eastern Aleppo. This depends on all sides adhering to security assurances and facilitating this urgent, life-saving initiative. But this is the bare minimum. It is far from enough. We need full humanitarian access to eastern Aleppo.
Ban says his special envoy, Stefan de Mistura, has warned that if the fighting continues at the current pace, Aleppo could be destroyed before the end of the year. The Russian national who was accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested earlier this month in the Czech capital is a 29-year-old Moscow resident. Czech authorities this week said the suspect was detained October 5th in downtown Prague in response to an Interpol warrant requested by the United States, and he now faces a Czech extradition hearing. A Russian government spokeswoman says the Russian Foreign Ministry and the Russian Embassy in Prague are actively working with Czech authorities to prevent the extradition of the Russian citizen to the United States. A powerful earthquake hit western Japan Friday. The 6.6 magnitude quake caused power outages to tens of thousands of homes, but there are no immediate reports of injuries or serious damage. Meteorologists say there is no danger of a tsunami. Venezuela's electoral authority has suspended a recall drive against President Nicolas Maduro, less than a week before it was set to start, throwing the opposition's key campaign for the year into further disarray. Officials Thursday cited alleged fraud in a preliminary signature gathering effort as a justification to block the opposition from proceeding to the next step in its bid to oust the socialist leader through the ballot box. And South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, is threatening to personally lead military operations against armed groups in central South Sudan if gunmen continue to attack civilians along a key road, since he's running out of patience with groups trying to topple his government. For details and much more news, join us at voanews.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.